Nicholas Johnson, 90.
All right, just a minute. But that happens every day. President,
be right with you.
That's fine.
What do you think about this meeting yesterday?
Well, I don't know what to think about it. I appreciate you having me there. I'm just listening.
They tell me that there's some question that we're acting in good faith. They tell me that we promised those people that we'd ship 50% of American bottoms, and then we started improvising regulations and rules and finding this tanker wouldn't work, some other tanker would work, and all that kind of stuff. Now, I know you don't know anything about ships yet, but I want you to put all the ingenuity that you and Covington Burley got together to figure out what we can do to help American labor.
Right.
Once we get this thing settled, we can't offer it to them ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to see if we can't, why we can't get one of these big tankers and why we can't get it down to the port of Odessa, and before it goes in, why they can't unload it onto another ship like we do in this country and some of that stuff.
Our problem right now, quite frankly, I think, Mr. President, is we don't know what the Russians' position is and how reasonable it is. It's conceivable that they have good reason for not wanting us to lighter vessels in there. On the other hand, it may very well be that this is the grain companies putting them up to it. And that we simply don't know. We don't have that information, and there's some... The question is whether or not we ought to get that information now, or whether that just blows this thing up bigger and makes an international incident out of it if we got to fooling around with the Russians.
Well, you try to figure out what it is. Let's be sure first we keep our agreements. Let's don't let Kennedy make any agreement.
Well, you see,
that we don't keep, period.
The problem on that is it's a political question because the agreement was extraordinarily vague. And reasonable men could certainly...
I know it, but it sure doesn't sound good on television for me to say that Kennedy made an agreement to haul 50% bottoms and Johnson administration's canceled it.
I know it doesn't sound worth a damn. I'm sorry that you're in it personally.
Well, what can we do about that?
I don't know that we can at this point.
Well, let's find out what we can do for them.
What did he do this morning?
Well, he's working on it, and he thinks maybe he can work out a settlement. But if we work out a settlement, then we're going to have men here, and we're going to have to do something.
That's right. Okey-doke.
You get the best people you've got now because they tell me that they have no faith in agriculture and they think commerce is kind of shimmied.
Yeah, there's obviously some dissatisfaction on both sides. I've talked to both Reynolds and Giles.
Now, do you have any authority in this field?
I don't have authority to do anything right now except what you give me.
Yeah. What do you mean, because you're not confirmed?
I'm not confirmed. I'm not on the job.
But do you have any authority in this field if you were on the job? Would this be something for you to handle, or do they just...
It would seem to me it would be. The problem now is that Wirtz and Reynolds are in it pretty deep.
Yeah.
And not only in terms of their own prestige, but their own position.
I know it, but what they're going to want commerce to do is to agree to modify these regulations that they've issued where you get some more American ships in there.
That's right. And the problem now is that Commerce has committed us to a private contract that appears to make that less than wholly possible. Now, I was just talking with Earl Clement, and they'd like to come up with something where we make a commitment to ship 50% in American bottoms, however long it's going to take until we finally do it. Well, now we're in a position where we've got a private contract that doesn't, at this point, leave the government with discretion to enter into that.
Well, talk to everybody you can and see what you can do about it.
All right, you want me to call Waller back?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.